representative, or dial 100 and ask for free phone credential.
You are clever. The R&B
weather. A dry and sunny day with light winds, the temperature reaching 8 degrees Celsius, 46 Fahrenheit.
BRMB weather, in association with Startins of Birmingham, your Austin Rover distributor. You can trust Thomas Startin. They're all you need to know for Austin Rover in Birmingham. Let's
rise in the morning. I am clever. BRMB.
If you enjoyed that one just half as much as I did, then that's not good enough, because it was wonderful. BRMB, 10 past 7. Every time I look into yeah, and you've had it, because that was it, and you got it. Roy Orbison, what's he doing on the network chart? No, it zanged in at 9. That's right, it's only Mike and the Mechanics that managed to out-zang it in terms of highest new entry on the network chart. And we'll do Mike and the Mechanics in a bit, and Bross and the Wee Papa Girl Rappers. Cool. Hey, cool, and the gang, and all sorts of stuff. Oh, a bit of a 60s classic as well coming up from the Crystals a bit later on. So there we are. Book yourself in. Well, you don't have to book yourself in on this show, but of course we are getting rather concerned about the, how can I put this? About the calibre of listener, about the, well, the amount of riffraff that's creeping in. So, in future, of course, the ID card should cut out this nonsense, and soon you'll be issued with your breakfast show identity card, and It's all technological and automatic. You just pop it in the turnstile that we're going to install just there at the front of the show. And, of course, the problem may be that that it takes some time to get you all through the turnstiles, what with the ratings of this show and everything. But don't worry. I mean, the breakfast show is being retimed to start at 2:30 p.m, so that should handle that.
This is Phil Upton. Join me every Sunday for Stepping Out. 3 hours of the best in current dance music. There's the countdown of the UK dance chart, your favourite dance floor oldies in backtracking, and the best of the week's new releases from both sides of the Atlantic. There's the news and gossip about the latest trends in dance floor music. And from 9:30 onwards, I'll be turning the lights down for the Sunday Soothe. So, if you think you're serious about dance music, then you should seriously think about listening to Stepping Out every Sunday at 7 on the Big FM.
BRMB. Welcome to the Keyman Obsession Part 1.
We rule!
Yeah.
No, not us. We rule. You're one of them.
Oh, right.
Mind you, I don't believe everything I read. Well, there we are. Welcome to it. And we Papa Girl Rappers on BRMB 719. And it's the 18th of January, 1989. And it's all happened, hasn't it, really, Trouble?
Oh, yeah.
On this day in history, except the things that didn't. Mr Jeremy Thorpe was elected leader of the Liberal Party following Joe Grimmon's resignation on this day in 1967. Jeremy Thorpe was elected leader of the Liberal Party. First time I was old enough to vote in a general election was 1970.
God.
Ask me about the old days, Trouble. And I went out and I didn't vote all day. I thought I was a bit frightened, even though I was now old enough.
Yeah.
I thought, only grown-ups do that. But anyway, I popped over the road and I voted Liberal. Voted Liberal because I liked the look of Jeremy Thorpe.
Mm.
I liked the cut of his jib. And yes. I thought, anybody who has the nerve to wear a waistcoat like that's all right with me. So there you are. That's Jeremy Thorpe. But there's a little insight into my early political thoughts.
That was very exciting.
Jeremy Thorpe's waistcoat swung it for me.
Yeah.
Didn't swing it for him, unfortunately. It's also the anniversary of the birth of Oliver Hardy. And he was born on this day in 1892. Mm. And then proceeded to be got into fine messes all the time, as far as I remember. And the anniversary of the death of Rudyard Kipling, who died on this day in 1936. Unfortunately, though, he left behind all those books we had to keep reading at school. I never liked him much. I think I'd have still voted for Thorpe as opposed to Kipling if Kipling had been standing. Mm. Anyway, that's all very well, isn't it, eh? And then there's a man who was born on this day, 1904, Alexander Archibald Leach.
Who?
Cary Grant.
Ah.
Cary Grant. Born on this day, 1904, in Bristol, England, midders, Brizzle. And an Englishman who went to Hollywood and became, well, American for one thing, Cary Grant, born Alexander Archibald Leach. So there you are. Okay. Maybe we shouldn't snigger at the name David Hickman in future.
That's right.
And he's he, of course, became one of the great movie actors and an actor in the movies. That's a rare... I wonder if I'll ever reach those thespian heights that I long to do.
No.
There's just the two great dramatic parts I want to play.
What?
Well, the obvious ones, Hamlet,
yeah,
and Zippy.
Buy now from STC Components House, Ludgate Hill, Birmingham. Call 021 236 5030.
It's 7:23.
With Stetchford Tile, Station Road, Stetchford, opposite the swimming baths. Icy patches on the roads, resurfacing work at Queen's Cross, Dudley. And there's work on Dudley Road, that's the A4101, Pensnet as well. Work on the M5 between junctions 4 and 4A. At the moment, traffic's building up southbound on the M6 at Bentley as usual, otherwise the motorway safe between junctions 4 and 4A. At the moment, traffic's building up southbound on the M6 at Bentley as usual, otherwise the motorways are OK. Buses and trains are on time. There are no flight delays at the airports. And the Jam Buster's number is 359 5643.
Are you living?
Oh, yes.
Call that living. Just. All right, this is for you then. The Living Years. Thanks. Mike and the Mechanics on BRMB. The Big FM in the Midlands. I checked it this morning. And it's a whopper. But the frost might have killed it. Whoa, bit of a shiver job. Mike and the Mechanics. Mike being Mike Rutherford. And the Mechanics being those chaps in the dirty, greasy overalls. Mike Rutherford wrote it with B.A. Robertson. I wonder what had happened to him. He's gone in a corner and got very, very depressed and come up with that. I love it. I think my favourite songs are the ones that really bring me down. B.R.M.B. weather. Yeah, 7:29. It's going to be dry and sunny with light winds. That's the promise. It's freezing point at B.R.M.B. at the moment. 0 degrees Celsius, the big fat zero. Up to 8 today. And the outlook for tomorrow and Friday staying dry, but it'll be cloudy at times.
Good morning, Glamour Travel.
Hello, I want to go...
on. Rather appropriate, I thought.
Be creative. Slam in the lamp.
96.4 FM, BRMB. Half past seven, the headlines is Roger.
American and Israeli intelligence agencies are reported to have evidence that Iraq is making and stockpiling weapons more deadly than the chemical ones it unleashed on the Iranians. They're biologically based and are capable of infecting enemies with diseases like cholera. And Andrew Naylor are also fifth in the pairs, with Lisa and Neil Kushley seventh going into tonight's free programme. Soviet skaters lead both events. BRM News and Sport, it's 7:33.
Rain stop play in Australia.
Yep.
Who said they still weren't British underneath the whole?
In Sydney, eh?
Can't believe that.
Well, it'll cool the sort of ardour on the hill, you know, where all the yobs sit.
That greenhouse effect gets everywhere, doesn't it?
Roger, what you gonna do? Get down on.
It's not Gary Moore. No, 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 no. He's on Slater's show tonight, FM only as well. Bit of an exclusivity clause in there somewhere. Gary Moore with tracks from his album. Slater tonight, FM. What's happening on AM then? Oh, tonight it's soccer special on the AM department. George Gavin with West Ham v Villa, live from West Ham's football ground. The name of which, Jim, is...
Upton Park.
Pardon?
Upton Park.
I didn't think you'd know that. You sort of took me back there. We call it West Ham Football Ground here on our programme information schedule because we didn't know what it was. We were only assuming West Ham had got a football ground. Has it got turnstiles?
It'll be pretty
noisy if George Gavin's out.
I presume it will. So that's the idea. 7:37, Caledonian Comment. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, lads. Good morning, listeners. How are you? Yes, this is Caledonian Comment, described by one critic recently as being to current affairs what Sports Minister Colin Moynihan is to machismo.
That's a bit unfair. Common sense, I think, kind of comes from.
A 24-year-old Japanese student suffocated yesterday when he taped up his nose and mouth in an experiment to monitor the effects of breathing. He now knows it keeps you alive. Kung Fu Death Stars, knuckle dusters and hand claws are outlawed as of today.
Are they?
Why were they legal in the first place? Mr. Des O'Connor has issued writs against two newspapers which have alleged that he is involved in tax fraud.
Yeah.
I can believe Des. Who would pay him in the first place?
Oh, that's how far misguidance has gone lately.
Football club chairmen have been warned that they face jail if they defy the government over identity cards.
Absolutely.
There'll be a lot of football fans in this area hoping they do. Some of them should have been behind bars for years anyway.
Anywhere, as long as they're not in the boardroom actually making decisions.
Labour MP Jeremy Corbyn is calling for the appointment of a minister for the elderly.
Yeah.
There we go, Edwina. The entire elderly population knitting woolly hats by law. Listen to this one. This is true. Alex Hurricane Higgins fell out of a second-story window in Manchester at 2 o'clock this morning.
Did he?
Reportedly breaking his ankle. The question is, did he fall or was he pushed?
Funny we didn't find that important enough to put in our news.
I was surprised. I thought they would have picked that one up.
I think Roger Walker's a Steve Interesting Davis man. Yeah. I think
he... Because maybe no one's picked Alex up yet. And finally, I see that Vera Lynn's been dragged into the Hirohito funeral debate.
Yeah.
You know, with all due respect to the men who were in the Far East, how ludicrous. Look on the bright side, Vera. Maybe Prince Philip's only going to make sure he's dead.
Look smooth. Look cool. In the
turn to a new preparation in your fight to control dandruff. New Bandrex at chemists.
Stereo round the clock.
Right.
96.4 BRMB.
It is indeed. It's 20 to 8. And promises, promises. I promise you. Coming up, Living in a Box. Luck Crystal. Bit of 60s gold. And Nena Cherry. Oh, and a half on the network chart. You are the one. Yeah, but are you one? I don't know if you're one. Where's your identity card? I thought these identity cards for soccer fans or whatever they're called, or for people that wanted to gain entry to a soccer ground. That's the point. That's the reality of it. I thought they I didn't think they're not identity cards. They're sort of computer cards, aren't they? They're things that sort of have a technology attached to them. Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. No, sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry. Do you know, I'll never be able to go to a football match again. God, I'm so depressed. I thought identity cards were things that had your photograph on and maybe and your name alongside it, whatever. That's yeah, but not technological things that you stick in slots and they allow you entry. I mean, you know, heaven forfend we should get a sort of malevolent government in the future that decided you need an identity card that had a technological sort of attachment to it that only with that would you gain entry to, the human race. For
BRMB's creative unit is expanding fast, and that means that we're looking for copywriter-producers to join the team that makes many of the commercials that you hear. If you're an experienced copywriter and you've got a flair for radio, get in touch now. We're also looking for a trainee, someone to help out with administration and find out what it takes to make radio commercials that work. For more details of these exciting new opportunities, write to the Head of Creative Services, BRMB, P.O. Box 555, Birmingham B6 4BX.
And if the Head of Creative Services isn't in, just apply to his deputy. God. It's the Head of Creative Services. I love that. It's BRMB. It's 14 minutes to 8.
It's time now for Yesterday Never Comes. Today's episode, a rocking good time. Yesterday Never Comes is the true life story of the ups and downs and ins and outs and sometimes the shaved knees of the ballerinas who live in Little Whittle, not far from Wattle.
What a golden career I am.
The actual day has arrived.
You're a million years old, Lady Lord. No, no.
We're a million years old, Miss Tate.
Yes, it's Little Whittle's millionth birthday.
Just one thing I don't understand, Vicar.
Queries Dwight D. Eisenhower III, the American tourist who never goes home.
Oh, what's that, Dwight? Well, I think the organising committee have got their timing wrong.
Oh! Opines the Vicar.
You mean... Yeah. I think that today is Little Whittle's 1,007th birthday.
Struth! Ejaculates gravely Hill, the Little Whittle undertaker.
How do you make out that Little Whittle is 1,007,000?
Well, when I first arrived in your wonderful country 7 years ago...
Explains Dwight.
I took a trip around the Wattle Museum, and the guide pointed to a huge prehistoric animal skeleton and said it was found in Little Whittle.
Yes, yes.
Gravely Hill has seen the skeleton.
Yeah, we should handle the funeral. Yeah, would have been a whopper, wouldn't it? Anyway, Dwight... What about the prehistoric skeleton found here in Little Whittle?
Well, being an inquiring tourist, I asked the guide how old it was, and he said it was 1,000,000 years old. And that was 7 years ago!
So it's our 1,007,000th birthday. Better not tell Lady Lord. It'll ruin her day.
Announces Dr. Blunder.
Here they come now!
And there, proceeding up the high street, comes the group to reenact the moment 1,000,007 years ago when Little Whittle was acknowledged as a Stone Age settlement.
And you will see the actors playing the parts of the main people who took part in that historic occasion.
Tune in next time when you'll hear the Vicar say...
Oh, and why are they reenacting the scene outside Miss Take's home, Crumbling Cottage?
Because Crumbling Cottage is on the very spot where the original Little Whittle cave was.
Oh, such a pity it's deteriorated over the years.
It's 12 minutes to 8.